On this day, four people, two African-American couples, were shot dead by up to as many as 20 people.
Maybe even more.
In broad daylight in Walton County, examinations of the murder site after showed 60 shots fired at close range. So give me the background on this.
Well, it is called the last mass lynching in American history. The lynching era customarily is considered as occurring from 1889 to 1946. The larger context about 1946 needs to be talked about because it's an extremely turbulent year. You certainly see the origins of the modern civil rights movement during the war years and their immediate aftermath. The war years are times of great change and also anxiety about change and resistance to change. In that year alone, you had the first congressional election in Georgia since Reconstruction where black votes had made the difference. You had the Supreme Court of the United States upholding the overthrow of Georgia's all-white Democratic primary. You had an unparalleled voter registration drive of African Americans in the aftermath of the court's decision. Over 100,000 black Georgians registered to vote in the spring of 1946. You had the last hurrah of three-time Governor Eugene Talmadge, arch-segregationist, running to restore the all-white primary and using, you know, intense segregationist rhetoric in his campaign. You have the resurrection of the Ku Klux Klan in May of this year. So it's a very, very volatile, tense, charged environment which this takes place.
What was the motive that was given for these executions, if you will?
One of the black men involved had stabbed a white farmer 11 days before. And the employer of the other black man involved paid his bail to get out of jail, saying that, you know, he could work it off the rest of his term on a farm. You know, this is cotton country still. And, you know, many African Americans were in this near peonage situation where they were very, very vulnerable. And, you know, and at any rate, he was promised that he could work off his debt by working off this farm if he was released out of jail. And the other couples, the other three members were in this car as well, where they went to this bridge and a crowd of between 20 or 30 folks, by most estimates, was waiting for them and took them out of the car, bound them, and shot them near the river there.
It sort of begs the question that the guy who pays the bail must have been in on it.
You would imagine so. There was a grand jury investigation in Athens, and no one was found guilty of the crime. The FBI conducted investigations as well and was stymied. To this day, no one has ever been brought to trial for these murders. In the early 90s, there was a guy who came forward who had been a 10-year-old kid in 1946 and said he knew who some of the murderers had been. And the Constitution had some stories around that time. And there's been some interest in recent years. Governor Roy Barnes ordered the case reopened in the 2000s, but nobody's ever been brought to justice for this. One of a number of cases from this era, from the civil rights era, you know, where murderers or where people who committed these kinds of atrocities were not brought to justice.
I think most people outside the South at that time, when news of this broke, it was shocking to many people outside the Deep South that this actually happened and that the President of the United States got involved, the FBI gets involved. It seems almost incredulous that no indictments were handed down after this investigation.
It did make a splash nationally. One of the murdered men was a veteran, had been in the fighting in the South Pacific for 5 years before this time. So that added to sort of the shock. And it was covered in some of the major picture news magazines. And again, it was one of the episodes that caused President Harry Truman to launch his Presidential Commission on Civil Rights, which was a really important entity of the late 40s.
And to this day, the event is reenacted every year.
Yeah.
At the site.
It's interesting. After really decades of sort of clamming up about this episode, and people generally are reluctant to talk about episodes of racial atrocity, in the late 90s, there was a group called the Moores Ford Memorial Committee that did form in the spirit of racial reconciliation, and they erected a marker near the site in Walton County. And there has been a reenactment since 2005, again, to try to draw attention to this event and to also to seek justice, you know, in terms of the killers who never were tried or brought to trial.
So where does the investigation stand today? Is it a hopeless case, given the amount of time that's passed?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're now talking over 60 years, and it's unclear, you know, what, if anything, would occur in terms of a legal investigation or legal proceedings.
Well, Cliff Kuhn, thank you.
Thank you.